station.
Any parent who's ever tried to comb out their child's hair after a bath might think that their kid has uncombable hair syndrome, but that's not really the case. It's actually a very rare condition, and it would appear that it's most often genetic. But what exactly is it? Well, joining me to talk to us about this is Dr. Peter Vignovich, a.k.a. Dr. V, a dermatologist based in Hamilton. Hi, Dr. V.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well, and I think I've had this a few times in the summer, actually.
Really? Well, I think everybody's sort of had pseudo uncombable hair syndrome.
What exactly is it, though, really?
What it is, it's a disorder of the structure of the hair shaft, where when you look at the person, they have hair that essentially looks like, do you know that pink fiberglass insulation?
Yes.
It has a texture like that. Ooh. And it sort of sits like that, where it won't lie flat. The hair is sort of forms like a little puffy mass, and it can't be combed, it can't be straightened, nothing can really be done with it. And it's thought that it takes on this quality because of the actual shape of the hair, and because you can't do anything with it. It's called uncombable hair syndrome.
Is there any way to cure it?
No, although it typically appears in kids, and usually it gets better as time goes by. So usually by the time they reach the teenage years, the hair is sort of more manageable. But it's a genetic thing, so it's due to the shape of the hair follicle itself and the hair shafts themselves. So there's nothing you can do to alter that other than, well, giving someone new hair, which you can't do yet.
Does it only affect the hair on the head?
Wow, that's a really good question. As far as I know, it's only been described in hair on the head.
Okay, we don't want to get too personal here.
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't know if anyone ever tries combing those other areas.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, exactly. So what do you usually have to do if this happens in a child? Is it best to cut the hair as short as possible?
It's best to keep it pretty short because, like I said, the hair, you can't comb it because it goes all over the place. So keeping it short just makes it easier to manage the scalp as opposed to trying to grow it long.
Are there any other genetic hair conditions that are unusual?
Well, there's another one sort of similar where people can have an area of just a localized area of similar type of hair, and that's called a woolly hair nevus, where you have one area where the hair shafts are more curly, so that you just have one little patch of curly hair as opposed to the whole head. And there are lots of different things called ectodermal dysplasias where you can get abnormal changes in hair shafts, hair breakage, abnormal hair, lack of hair, and it quite often can be associated with abnormalities of teeth as well.
Does it seem to you, Dr. V, that more guys are losing their hair at an earlier age?
I think people are just paying more attention to it than as opposed to it being more common. I think people just are more aware of it now. Male pattern hair loss very often was just thought of something that was, you know, just one of those things that happens. No one gave it a second thought. But now that there are treatments available for it, people pay more attention to it.
I think I started noticing it more when more men started shaving their heads, because then you could see how far back that receding hairline was.
Well, but before, you know, it all depends, like with styles. I mean, you could always do this, well, people used to do this comb over stuff and things like that, or grow long bangs and things like that to try and hide it. But now the fashion is that a shaved head is sort of cool, right? So that a lot of men deal with hair loss by just shaving their heads.
Do you think that Donald Trump has some sort of weird hair condition?
Well, I don't know what's wrong with him.
What is up with that? Seriously.
Yeah, I think it's a multi-syndrome thing in that case.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? If you're one of the richest men in the world, you think you could look better than that. That's all I know.
I don't know. I hope he's not listening to this, though. I might get some kind of like angry email from him or something like that.
Well, we are streaming on the internet, so it's altogether possible.
That is true. You never know. I mean, I hear he's a big listener into Windsor Radio.
No kidding. So what is one of the most rare conditions, whether it be hair or skin or nails, that you've seen?
Well, one of the rarest things that I've seen, gee whiz, oh my goodness. I'm trying to think. I have seen one case of uncombable hair syndrome.
Oh, you've seen one yourself?
Yeah, I've seen one myself when I was at SickKids training as a resident. That's probably one of the rarest things that I've seen. There's a few other things with these big, long, horrible Latin names, but I think that's the best one for the hair that sort of has a pronounceable name that I've seen.
Well, good thing hats are back in style then, in case anybody needs to wear them, right?
That's for sure. And I mean, the other thing is at least it does seem to get better with time. So if people have some patience, it will get better.
Good to know. It's been fun talking with you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And I will look into whether or not other areas can have uncombable hair as well and get back to you.
I will be waiting with bated breath.
Yes.
Thanks, Dr. V.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, I didn't mean that question quite the way it sounded when I asked it. Sometimes things just come out funny. That's Dr. Peter Vignovich, a dermatologist based in Hamilton. Okay. All right. Getting a little hot in here.